It's on. So, just for the benefit of a couple of people, I sent apologies and a couple of people haven't turned up. And even for your own benefit as well, what I'll do is I'll send you the link on Monday to the revision session. So we'll have it in three sections. One is just this introduction. Second then is the law. Third is the collections. So even if during the week you want to say, I wonder what to say about that, you can nip back in and follow the links. So there'll be three separate links and I'll send them to you and you can check up and see. Is that okay? So it's probably no harm. So what's today about? It is about revision. We'll just go over the three sections. One, I'm just going to do an introduction because a lot of you probably haven't done exams for a while. Sitting in a classroom seat now on a Saturday morning, it seems like a long time ago. And, you know, we all hate exams, so I just want to put your mind at rest there. We all hate exams. To be honest with you, though, in terms of a proper qualification, it's the only way we can do it, you know, because even we know with the short tests and stuff, you could have a brother who's a senior manager somewhere who's doing them for you. We don't know. So now we trust you. That's fair enough. The exam, I think, is the only true measure that you did turn up and you do know the stuff. And when you're being certified, we have to make sure you do know the stuff. So look, we don't like exams either. So that's neither here nor there. It's just the way it is. So what we want to do today is just to put your mind at rest. So to give you some clues in terms of the best way to prepare for it. And I know it's easy for me to say at the top of the room to relax. Yeah, right. You have the answers in front of you. I know. It is very important. So I've just done up a couple of pages on exam techniques that I want to share with you today. And just we go through this just to make sure that everybody knows where we're going and what's happening. So, in terms of the exam, so for revision, the first thing I would say is make time. There's 2 weeks to do the exam. Is that all right? So just block off a few hours just to go through stuff. We'll point you in the right direction, Paul and I now today, in terms of what areas I would focus on if I was doing the exam and the areas I would ignore. Is that okay? So we don't want to waste your time either. So on that basis, we will point you in the right direction. And I just think it's best if you say, look, I'm going to do a couple of hours on Tuesday evening between 7 and 9 and Thursday from 8 to 10. Now, you have it blocked off in your head. You're not sitting there wanting to tell you, going, oh, I should be studying. Is that all right? So just block off the time and then do it. You know, rather than having it hanging over you the whole time. Because I know exams are that. And then the key areas, we will give you the key areas. So that is that. The exam, so on the 9th of June, the exam is here in National College of Ireland. But when you came in to... What?
9th September.
Yeah. Oh, God. Fire. Fire. Look, it's hard to get good staff. So see you did them as well. Sorry, where did I get that? 9th of September. And I changed the 9th, and I didn't change the September. Yes, it is the 9th of September. And the room is right, room 202. So when you come into reception, rather than coming across here to the executive suite, you go straight down to the end of the hall to the lifts. This is the second floor, and it's in on the left. So again, just that you know where you are and arrive in good time. And sort of running in the door at the last minute, you know, because stress levels are high. And the atmosphere in the room today is one thing. Wait to see the atmosphere in the room now. It's just totally different, you know. So just make sure you, when you arrive. So what we recommend is you arrive about half an hour beforehand.
What time does it
start? Okay, it starts at 10. So what we'll do, because we know this is the difficult one, we get the law out of the way first. So from 10 to 12 will be the law exam. Then you've a couple of hours break, and then we're back at 2 o'clock. To 4 to do the collections. Is that okay? So, but if you can get there, now I'll be there from sort of, you know, 9-ish or whatever, so I'll be in the room an hour beforehand. So it's up to you, you know, if you get there half an hour or whatever. if you want to bring your notes with you, by all means do that and just have a look over it and relax. So that's the important part. You will be provided with the exam paper and exam script, so there's no need for paper or anything of that nature. Just bring pens, pencils or whatever. You don't need any calculators. There's no calculators in either of these topics. Next term you'll need calculators, but I will get to that. So no calculators, so it's just really pens and pencils. So just bring those with you, which is fine. It's the night before. Now, this thing of cramming and all that sort of stuff, no, look, the best thing you can get is a good night's sleep and a minimum of alcohol. that's the most important part. Get here, an out time to get the exam. In terms of if you want to bring water with you, certainly, yeah, these sort of bottles of water, that's fine. That's probably a good idea as well. Somebody brought a 2-litre bottle, you know, it was cracking and banging, you know, just upset everybody in the place. So let's not do that. So, but certainly, you know, a bottle of water is fine on the desk. So that's grand. So fruit or drink, or if you want to bring something to give you. Starting the exam. So what I will do for you is, I will give you the paper 10 minutes before the start of the exam. So if the exam's starting at 10 o'clock, I will hand out the papers at 10 to 10. So just the exam papers. And the idea of that is, so you can just read the paper, pick the four. The exam papers are the same as the mock papers. There are 8 questions on the exam paper. You only have to answer 4. Okay? And what I would advise you to do is spend the first 10 minutes to find the question that's the easiest. Is that all right? Just find the question. Because, you know, some people do just get mental breaks and they go, oh my God, I know nothing, and they panic when they see it. And particularly if the first question is something that they're not that familiar with, they go, oh my God, that, you know. It doesn't matter. Is that okay? You only have to answer 4 questions. So your mission when you get the paper at 10 to 10 is read down through the paper and find one question that's the easiest. I think, I think I could have a go at that. Now you're relaxed. Is that okay? So that's very important. And then, I could probably go with that too. Yeah, and that's all right. And then go through it. So pick the 4 questions that you're going to have a go at. And start on the one that's easiest. The easiest for you. Is that okay?
So if you have time, you want to do 6, do you pick the 4 best?
I will pick the 4 best.
Perfect.
Okay, yes, I will. So just to make sure everybody understands that, if you have time and you want to do an extra question, we will mark all 5 questions and then we will give you the top 4 marks. To be honest with you, I would, if possible, now I know law, getting 4 questions done. From a time management perspective, what?
4 is plenty in the law.
4 is, yeah, it is. Collections is probably a bit easier, so if you can get 5 questions done in collections, do. I wouldn't rush to get 5 done. 4 good ones is better than 5 bad ones. So that's that. You will get the benefit of it. Is that okay? So that's that. Read the questions carefully before, and that was 4 letters of advice I was given when I was doing exams a number of years ago that I have never forgotten, which is RTFQ. Read the question. The full question. Because one of the most frustrating moments of my life was, and it wasn't in this subject, it was in credit management. And the question I thought was a pretty simple question. And the question was, what are the benefits of having a credit policy? Yeah? And this person wrote 2 pages on what a credit policy is. And they knew their stuff, they knew it so well, and it was absolutely, and a credit policy is this, and a credit policy is that, and they're absolutely right in everything. And I was sitting there going, please just give me a benefit, because the question is, what are the benefits? So if you don't give me a benefit, I can't give you a mark. Do you understand? And I want to give you marks, and I couldn't. And I remember it was so frustrating. So they just thought, oh, credit policy, get it. So what I would say is, underline the verb. You know, where it says describe, or list, or explain, or discuss. Now, I don't think there is a question with, maybe in law, I'm not sure. If the question says discuss, you have to give both sides of the argument. So if we make a statement and say, you know, credit management is great, discuss, then you have to write half about it's great and half, because the discussion is two sides. So discuss is both sides. That's the only trick one. But the rest of them are list, explain, write a note on. So whatever the instruction in the question is, will you please follow the instruction? And as I say, underlining the verb to me is the way to do it. And then when you tackle the question, you're making sure that you're answering the question that's asked. So that is, and that is one of the most frustrating things as well. So read the full question. Absolutely. So in terms of planning your answer, it's very simple. You have 8 questions on the exam. You have to answer 4. The exam is 2 hours duration, so that's half an hour for each question. And what I will do is, because I will be here on exam day myself, so on the exam day when I'm here, I will give you half hour time checks. Is that okay? So I will say, I'll hand out the papers at 10 to 10, and then at 10 o'clock, say, at 10 o'clock you can start writing, because you can only start writing. I'll hand out the scripts, start writing at 10, and then I'll say, look, it's 10:30, it's 11, it's 11:30, and then maybe 10 minutes to go if you're still furiously. The hardest part about this, by the way, that you probably haven't even considered, is writing.
Yeah.
When was the last time you sat at a table with a pen in your hand and wrote for 2 hours?
No.
Probably never. It's something we just don't do anymore. Yeah, exactly. So that's the hard part. So getting the hand working. So half an hour, and then so, and here's the advice as well. When I say it's 10:30. If you are still on the first question, stop. Stop, even if it's mid-sentence, stop. Skip a page, because the exam scripts are like in like copybook format, if you know what I mean. They're notebook format. So what I would do is, if I have finished my half hour here, right, I would just stop mid-sentence, skip a page, and then start question 6 over here. So leave yourself space. I've seen people who they write and they finish question 4 here, and then they start question 5 here. You know, just in case you get some bright idea in half an hour's time, or you know, when you go back over here, oh, I never thought of that. So there's plenty of pages. So you know, let's use it. So what I would do is, if I stop my answer here, I'll skip that page, go on to the next page. And clearly number your questions. So even if you're doing 5 or 6, clearly number your questions. Because if you don't number your questions, there is a chance that you will not get marks for what you've done. Now, you look at me and say, Dec, are you blind, for God's sake? You know, I'm handing you the pager. Why would you do it? I'll explain to you how it works. How it works is, the first plan, and I'm sure you probably do this as well.
Yep.
So what you do is, you get your bundle of exam scripts, and the first exercise is, you go through them and you take notes. So they answer question 1, 2, 6, and 8. So you write 1, 2, 6, and 8 on the front of it. And then you do the same for all the scripts. And then I find when I'm correcting it, just to be fair to everybody, I will then correct all the question 1s. And then do all the question 2s and all the question 3s, just to make sure that, you know, they're similar, and you just get into the headspace of it. And then when I've got to question 8, then you add up the 4 or 5 marks. But if you did question 6 in the middle of your script and didn't mark it question 6, and I missed it. Now, if you've only done 4 questions, I'm clever enough to go looking for the 4th. But you could have done a 5th, and I wouldn't know. Do you understand? So make sure, on the margin on the side or at the top, make sure it's very clear question number 7, you know, that it's there and it's clear. Like, it's one thing, you know what you're doing, I need to know what you're doing as well. And it also helps if I can read your writing, by the way. I'm sure you do the same thing.
Right? going to be a bad problem.
So, yeah, well, you know, but whatever way you do it. So yeah, half an hour for each question. Relax, yeah, easy for you to say. Yeah, put your name on the front. That helps too. Now, if one person forgets to put their name on it, that's okay. If two people forget, we're in trouble. So make sure you put your name on it. Read the question twice. Start with the one you find easy. So you don't start at 1 and work to 8. You can start at 8, 2, 6, 5. Do whatever order you want. Start with the easy one. And then move on. New page. And allocate time for each question. Now, the other thing I'll say to you as well, and I'm not sure about, is a part A and part B.
There's part A and part B.
Yeah, watch that as well. So if there's part A and part B, people do part A and then move on to the next question. So if there's a part A and B, you have to do both. It's not either or. Okay? So on part A. And also on the paper, if there is a part A and part B, there will be an allocation of marks. So say there's 25 marks for each question, which is the exam's marked out of 100, which is fine. So say if part A gives you 20 marks and part B is 5 marks, for example. Well, then obviously you spend 25 minutes getting the 25 marks and 5 minutes getting the 5 marks. You understand? So rather than writing 4 pages on part B that only gives you 5 marks, because the purpose of the exam is to get as many marks as you can. So just allocate your time that way if there is a part A and part B. And as I say, if it's A and B, you have to do both. So a lot of people miss that as well. So that's fun. So yeah, answering the question is important. Quality, not quantity, is the key. Now, so it's the quality of your answer. We'll go through the questions, the individual, later on. And again, just know that we know that. Say for example, there's a 5 on the collections. Just to give you an example. Let me see if I have it here. No, all the questions are straightforward and individual and all that sort of stuff. So there's no A's, B's or 5 parts in it or whatever, but if there was 5 parts, you just give 6 minutes to each. And we know you're not. And if there's 5 points to be raised, look, we know you have half an hour to do the question. We know you have 6 minutes to write on each of the 6 points. You're not going to write a book. You know, so that's that. There's, Zara's right. There you go.
Hey.
I just full flow here with the circles. Paul, do you want to
say sure?
So yeah. You're still not going to answer a question in a paragraph. Is that okay? So I'm not going to give you any sort of time, but I'd say a page, maybe 2, is what. Now people write different sizes. It's the points we're looking for. So if we say, you know, what are the power bases of a collector? There's 4 of them. We write a bit on each 4. Yeah? And also, you know, just to explain. So that's what I'm talking about. Time management, just to divide it up. So that is grand. So attempt, well, every question is the 4 questions. Write legibly, read your paper again in the last 5 minutes and double check you've answered every part. A guess is better than the blank space. So if you're not sure, there's no negative marking in any exams. We're not going to deduct marks for being stupid. Is that okay? So if you put something down, you're probably going to get a mark. Some people have rough work and things of that nature. Now, if you want to do rough work or scribble down notes or whatever, what I would advise you to do is, at the start, if that's the way you operate, go to the centre of the exam script and just pull out the 2 middle pages. Yeah? And you can use that for scribbles and notes and all that kind of stuff if you want. I would probably at the end shove it into the back of the exam scripts and hand it up. Because just in case you wrote something on your scribble notes that you didn't include in your answer,
Yeah, say you're not doing even half an hour.
Yeah.
We're on the right point, but we don't have time to finish. Do you get marks?
Oh, you get marks for everything that you do right. Yes, you do. Yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly. So you wouldn't get full marks, but you will get marks. And just remember this as well from a relaxation point of view. So in terms of the course, there's going to be 8 questions you only have to answer 4. And then you only have to get 40%. So you don't have to get full marks in the exam either. So 40% in the exam are 28 out of 70. That's all you need to get over the line. So if you get half the questions half right, you're still near enough there. Is that okay? So look, you know, and I think those of you who have done it, who have, you know, stuck with the work, and you've marks coming forward from your tests and assignments. Now, just on tests and assignments, because I was going through finalising everything last night. Yeah, leave it to the last minute, Declan, don't you? But anyway, there is a few tests and assignments I haven't got back to you. I will do it on Monday. Is that okay? So anybody's waiting for results, particularly, I found a file of them. Yeah, file them away carefully, and I went on. So anyway, I think it's 4 or 5 there. So look, sorry about that. I will get to you on Monday. I'll give you a summary of where you are. So you have 30 out of the first 40, or whatever the case may be, or 25 out of the first 30. So you'll know where you stand on Monday. So that's that. Why do people fail? Few reasons why people fail. One is it's an exam, and you see, and I hate this. The exam is examining your knowledge of the notes that you've received. You know, and if, you know, let's go back to the 4 power bases of a collector. If you're asked what are the 4 power bases of a collector, now, you could probably come up with 1,050 power bases of a collector, but if they're not the 4 that are in the notes, you know, that's what we're looking for. So it's, and that's why I hate exams. It's about regurgitating information that's already there. So just make sure that, you know, imaginative, and, you know, and I know you have a lot of experience as well. If you want to add in extra stuff, that's fine. Again, you get marks for, you know, there's checklists in terms of what you get marks for, so just be aware of that as well. So answer the questions asked, recognise the key terms, missing the point, not answering all parts of the question, handwriting. Yeah, I'm pretty good. I've been around for a while, and I came from an old school before computers were there, so I'm pretty good at deciphering handwriting. But still, you know, make it as easy as you can. And if you're not used to it, because you're not, and nobody is used to writing, just write big. You know, that's the easiest way to make it legible. Like, if it's tiny, whatever. So if you're not used to writing, the bigger you write, the easier it is to read. So that's fair enough. A number of the questions. After the exams, so we'll all be finished up here at 4 o'clock. Leave it so, will you? Post-mortem, what did you get for that one? You go away, and they could be wrong, and you're going away doubting yourself, going, oh my God, I made a mess of that, because we all beat ourselves up because we're good. So let's not do that. So look, the post-mortem is gone, you hand up the script, you walk away, end of. What I am hoping is, just in terms of the results, I'm going to have to get the guys, because what I do is I correct them and I send them then to the exam panel for just to make sure I haven't done anything wrong or been too kind to people. So they're independently checked, and then I get confirmation of the results and we pull it together. Because you're back on the 23rd of September, we need to turn it around within a week, won't we? So the exam is on the 9th, 9 and 7 and 16. So I'd say about the 18th. Yeah, that's the Monday before the induction. So I'll have to get the results out to you at that stage. Is that okay? Now, the other thing, just in case you're worried as well, what if I fail? Well, failure's not an option. If you turn up and do what we tell you, you won't fail. But if you do, you know, you can still go ahead with the second term. That's fine. Or we'll be running other exams, you know, throughout the week. We'll give you an opportunity to come back.
So your marks, say from the first one, if you did well in the second part, doesn't come on together at all?
Well, each subject is a standalone subject. So and what you have, you keep. So there's no going back. So, for example, if you have, 25 out of 30 in your short test and assignments, that's yours forever. So you don't have to go back and do that again. If, for example, but if you get 39 in the exam, or, well, I think, I have it somewhere there in terms of, they're pushing this presentation. No, but I know in the rules that I have, that's why would I share them with you, because you're only the students. But there is a sort of a pass by compensation. So if you did get 38 in law and you got 62 in collections, that would be enough to bring you over the line for both. Are you with me? But if you had a disaster and got 20 in law, so what we do in that case, and thankfully I've only ever had to do it once or twice, I think twice in 15 years, where I got the paper and went back down and said, look, this is what you did, and here's the model answer, this is what I should have done, this is yours. And then what we can do is, if you want, then we can arrange a repeat of the exam. Is that okay? Because, even though we're not advertising it, the real world has a habit of catching up with us. Are you with me? So if, and even if some disaster befalls you on the 9th, and you ring and say, look, can't make it, we put on some other alternative arrangements, or we'll have another example, okay? But now, I don't want that as an excuse now to panic on Saturday morning and go on the Raz on Friday night and think, so Asher, I'm grand. But look, we'll do everything to facilitate you as best we can. Is that okay? And then I said, we're back. I think we're back. We're not actually physically here. There's another room at the end of the corridor. So for the 23rd of September, it'll be the end of the corridor is where we're going to be. Is that okay? So, any questions at this stage? I started 5 minutes late, I'm 5 minutes here. So what I'll do is I'll switch off the recorder now, because if anybody's listening who's not here, they can ring or email me to ask questions. And you don't want your voices recorded.